Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Family, here we are for another episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. One episode 50, make some noise. And we're kicking off our Mental Health Awareness Month series. We're going to go into mental health this month. Every Friday, we're going to be breaking down a mental health topic because I believe that mental health is very, very, very important. And with that being understood, what other way to kick off a series with an amazing new sponsor? This series is sponsored by JCI Creatives. If you're looking to truly allow your photos to say 1,000 words, then JCI Creatives is the way to go. Superb customer service, and they always brand responsibly. I've had the opportunity to work with JCI Creatives. They actually did some videography and as well as some photography for our Write Your Worth conference that we had in New Orleans, and they also took some amazing photos. So thank you, Jaron Collins of JCI Creatives. And if you're looking to book your next corporate shoot or even for your wedding day, be sure to visit jcicreatives.com or be sure to download their amazing new app where it allows you not only to set up booking, but also to be able to contact Jaron Collins, the chief front runner of JCI Creatives. All you have to do is type in the letters JCI, put a space, and then type creatives, and then it will take you right to the app in whatever app store you search it. Got it? Excellent. Now, friends, we want to kick off the episode, as we always do, with the review of the week. And this week, we actually have two amazing reviews, so we're going to go ahead and share those. The first review says, I really enjoy each of Jonathan's episodes. They are bright spots in my week, and I find them encouraging and enlightening. Keep it up, Jonathan Alante of Black and in Grad School Podcast. If you haven't taken the time to check out Alante's Black and in Grad School Podcast, it is an amazing resource. If you're in grad school, if you're not, it's just something great to listen into and just to hear her perspectives, as well as she has a segment called Lessons in the Trap. Or what I learned from the trap. It's really good. Just check it out. And we got one more review, and this one reads, like Jonathan Jones says, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Thank you, Jay Jones, so much for being transparent, sharing your experiences and your knowledge with us through the Speak Your Success Podcast. Every episode is great, but EP 11 about relationships is that fire. I think that's a topic that's extremely important to understand. Grateful for the continued support. Most definitely grateful for the continued support. I believe that's my boy Abraham Scully that left that review. And we're definitely gonna get some video clips from him for this month, because I know this is his area of expertise. That's why his brand is entitled Speak to Inspire, and he shares his story about how he conquered depression and continues to conquer depression daily, and he inspires others. So we're definitely going to be sharing some clips of his on the Speak Your Success Podcast Twitter, as well as Instagram, which if you're not following us, we just want to remind you to follow us at SYS Podcast 1 on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. That way you can stay up to date with everything that we do. And also, if you would like the opportunity to get the review of the week, to get the Apple review of the week, all you have to do is go on to iTunes and then search Speak Your Success, and then scroll all the way down under the podcast and click the tab where it says write a review, and then leave us a helpful review, and you might have an opportunity to be the review of the week. Now we're going to go ahead and get into today's topic, with it being Mental Health Awareness Month, and with us starting our series, the topic today is depression. And I say it like that because it has a question mark behind it, because I'm asking the question, and I just want to give you a little bit of information first, and then I'm going to go ahead and get into the subject matter. And we're going to define major depression. Major depression is defined as, first of all, one of the most common mental disorders in the United States. For some individuals, major depression can result in severe impairments that interfere with or limit one's ability to carry out major life activities. It's a big deal. It's a very big deal, and it should not be taken lightly. And then also there's this clip right here from the National Survey on Drug Use and Health. In 2016, the NSDUH study definition of the major depressive episode is based mainly on the fourth edition of the Diagnostic and Statistic Manual of Mental Disorders. For those who are my counselors, those who are my therapists, those who are my psychiatrists, you already know what the DSM stands for and what the DSM is. It's basically the Bible when it comes to counseling. And this is the information that I had for us. It said a period of 2 weeks or longer during which there is either a depressed mood or loss of interest or pleasure, and at least four other symptoms that reflect a change in functioning, such as problems with sleep, eating, energy, concentration, self-image, or recurring thoughts of death or suicide. And understand we're talking about depression. I want to take you all just with me back to a time in college. And during this time, I mean, I was on the basketball team, and we had a big game because our team had not been 500, I don't believe, ever. And let me just rewind it. And the buzzer sounds. After we just were victorious, the fans are darting out onto the court. They're flooding it. And at the same time, I just decided that, you know what? I think it's a good time for me to head towards the locker room. The fans are celebrating uncontrollably out in the middle of the floor, jumping up and down, because we just made history. We just set a record for the most wins in school history, because we actually were able to get higher than breaking even, and we're able to go above just the average win percentage. But that was irrelevant to me. I just headed down to the locker room. And after that point, I'm in the locker room. I began to throw on my clothes. I quickly just tossed down my jersey, my shorts, all that good stuff. I began to get dressed and putting on my street clothes. And I just sat down and waited for the coach to come in and, you know, give us that post-game talk that coaches always do. My teammates bust in the door. Woo! Everybody's amped up. They're live. They said, "What's up with it, Jay? We just got the dub. What it do? We just got the dub." And I'm just sitting there. And then my coach comes in shortly thereafter. He says, "Great job, man. Great job. This is what we worked for. This is what we spent all year trying to get. And we made it happen. Great job, man. I commend you all." Then he looked down at me. He said, "Jones, are you too good to celebrate with the team? What's wrong with you?" And at that point, I was extremely agitated because I had a million other things on my mind. I had a project I had to finish. I had a final exam I had to get ready for. And I had a paper that I had to finish writing. And you all know that those things, they won't complete themselves. Then I began to go at it with my coach word for word, tit for tat. He's saying this, I'm saying that. And then one of the players from my team had to come over. He had to mediate. He said, whoa, hey, Jay, chill. I was like, man, whatever. I had to get out of there. Then I began to make my way to the library because it was already late. We had a game that night, so it was already like 9, 10 o'clock after the game. And I go to the top floor of the library, and I'm just sitting there. I began to stare out the window, staring into a sea of darkness. It was pitch black. And I began to reflect and began to think, why am I even here? What made me come to this college? Why am I here? And then I began to think, well, you know, I wanted to stay close because my mom was just right up the road. So in case I needed a good home-cooked meal, I could just, you know, roll out. And then, boom, there it was, because, you know, I'm a mama's boy and it's all good. So I wasn't even worried about that, really. But the second thing, I came to this institution because I wanted to finish my college degree as well as having the opportunity to be able to play college basketball. But the way I envisioned it was, I was going to play an optimal role on team. I was going to be vital to this team. I was going to be major to the team's success. That was the way I envisioned it, at least. But unfortunately, my reality didn't line up with what I envisioned. My reality was I barely even played. My reality was I was injured immediately when I arrived and when I was getting my physical, they basically tested me and they're like, oh man, you got to wear a boot. So then I started out on the injured reserve, basically, as everybody else was learning the plays, everybody else was getting acclimated with each other and building that team chemistry. I wasn't a part of that. So ultimately, I wasn't able to reap the rewards or reap the benefits of playing more because I was injured starting out the season when everybody else was getting in shape and all of that. But then as I began to reflect, a little bit more. And then as I sat there, I couldn't even focus. My mind was off. My mind was thinking about everything and anything else. And then I realized that I was in a funk. I couldn't explain it. I couldn't even break down what I felt. I couldn't put it into words. I didn't want to vocalize it. I didn't want to talk to anybody. But it was literally like a gray cloud was just over my head. And during that time, it was stressful because I had all those things due the next day, but I didn't want to complete any of them. And I was sitting there and I just really wanted to cry. Because I really wanted to play on the team. This was big to me. I wanted to be a part of the team. I wanted to be a part of the success. But I didn't feel like I contributed to that win that night. I was like, man, this is crazy. And then I'm just curious how many of you have heard the term depression before. Because when I was doing a little bit of research and I saw that mental illness affects 43.8 million adults in the United States annually, 43.8 million were affected within a year. I was like, wow, that's amazing. That's a staggering statistic. 43.8 million? One in five adults in the United States are affected by mental illness. Then I began to think to myself, well, no. I'm not depressed. I can't be depressed. That's not me. There's no way that I can be depressed. I'm good. Like, I'm happy. I just want to play on the team. That's it. There's no way that I'm depressed. So that can't be real. But then I realized that this funk continued to follow me. It continued to go with me everywhere I went. I was in class. I couldn't focus. I was sleeping a little bit longer. Wasn't motivated. And then I then really just wanted to drink everything away. I couldn't wait till the weekend. There was even some times where I would be half drunk sitting on the basketball bench knowing that we had a game. I'm sitting on the bench halfway drunk in the middle of basketball season. This was crazy. And the reason I want to share this story today, because one out of five, that means somebody that we directly know has either been affected by mental illness or is currently being affected by mental illness, or it might be you listening to the podcast right now. And today I want to share this because it is Mental Health Awareness Month. I want to shine some light on a topic that sometimes we try to hide because we feel that if we tell somebody that we're insufficient, we sometimes feel as if we're weak because we might be suffering from mental illness. But today, friends, I want to let you know that don't feel weak if you're in the midst of going through or facing mental illness, fighting mental illness. Don't feel weak. Don't allow yourself to be imprisoned in your mind, because that's what I said to myself. I was like, I can't allow myself to be a prisoner of my own mind. I had to reach out and I had to get help. And from that point, that was when I reached out and I then began to go to counseling. I reached out and then I began to deal with some things in my life, because I then began to be in a place to where I could communicate what I was going through. I began to be able to talk out what I felt. And then ultimately that helped me identify some things, and that helped me to get further clarity in my situation. So today, friends, I want you just to begin to think and begin to reflect on, first and foremost, where is your mental health currently? Like, if you feel that you're at a great state in your mental health, then that's awesome. And knowing that your mental health is tight, knowing your mental health is intact, that is even more so phenomenal. That's excellent. But now, if we're in that space, then that now it's your job to check in with those around you. One out of five? Come on now. We have to check in with some people around us, because there are people that are suffering in silence. On episode 13, I talked about it's okay not to be okay. And that's what I want to tell you today. It's okay not to be okay. But it's just not okay to stay there. Dr. G, I know, always shares that quote. And that's a really powerful quote by Dr. Kristen Guillory. And I just want to motivate you. And I mean, I just want to encourage you today, not motivate you. I'm just here for the encouragement today, because you need to tell that to somebody. If you're facing something like that, you need to reach out, need to connect, and make sure that you get the help that you need so that you can be the strongest individual that you possibly can, so you can be your best self. And then so you're in a position to help advocate for others. And therefore, we can begin to turn these statistics. These statistics will begin to be slashed in half, because 43.8 million being affected by mental illness. We have to begin to communicate with one another. We have to begin to talk to one another. And friends, I hope this was effective for you today. I hope this helped you in some way, shape, or form. If it did, be sure to connect with us. Send us a DM if you don't want to send a public message or whatever. But send us a DM to SYS Podcast One on Instagram. We'd love to connect with you. In addition to, you know, on Twitter, SYS Podcast One. Or use the hashtag SYSP. We would love to connect with you. And also, friends, now we're gonna go ahead and just transition into our next segment. And this segment is entitled, What Are You Listening To? Or it's the hashtag SYSP Listens. Because this is the topic, or this is the area of the show where we now shine light on some other podcasts who are doing some amazing things. Some podcasts that I've listened to this past week. The first one would be the Therapy for Black Girls podcast. And the host is Dr. Joy Harden Bradford. And on this particular episode, she discusses the key characteristics of the black superwoman and strategies for how you can gradually take that cape off. And once again, that is the Therapy for Black Girls podcast. And that episode is... let me make sure I get the episode right. I don't want to mess it up. Okay, yeah, it just says Shedding Your Superwoman Status. That's the episode for the Therapy for Black Girls podcast, Shedding Your Superwoman Status. Be sure to check that out, because Dr. Joy shares amazing content. She has amazing content and is always adding value to women of color. Just helping them understand that they can be equipped and that they can be strengthened through mental health. Most definitely. Most definitely. And then also another podcast we checked out this week was Dreams and Drive, episode 145. And this one is hosted by Raina Campbell, and the interview that she had with Jennifer Lewis. And I'm not sure how many of you know Jennifer Lewis's story, but Jennifer Lewis, I'll just read the description here. On this episode, they discussed the road to happiness, talking about struggles with mental illness, seeking help, and writing her book, and so much more. And that's the Dreams and Drive podcast, episode 145, where she interviews Jennifer Lewis and she discusses all those things. It's a powerful episode. It's really encouraging just to hear Jennifer Lewis break down what was said to her and her sharing her story. It's, oh man, she's so influential in her own right. And just the way that she's been able to have that career in Hollywood and now speak out against mental illness, I think that she's definitely using her platform for the greater good, advocating for those who might not be able to advocate for themselves. So be sure to check out the Therapy for Black Girls podcast, as well as the Dreams and Drive podcast. Our friends over there, they're doing amazing things and doing amazing work. And now we get to transition to my favorite segment. This is always my favorite segment, because many of you should know that the Speak Your Success podcast is all about encouraging you to speak your success. And also with us encouraging others to speak their success, we like to shine lights on those individuals who are currently speaking their success and helping others be in position to do the exact same thing. And today's winner circle of the week is Dr. Joy. Let's give it up one more time for Dr. Joy. Dr. Joy is a licensed psychologist, and she is the host of the Therapy for Black Girls podcast. She creates a space for black women to prioritize their mental health. She developed the space to present mental health topics in a way that feels more accessible and even more so relevant. For Dr. Joy, her specialties include working with Black women in both individual and couples counseling. Her primary areas of interest include breakup and divorce recovery, depression, work-life balance, relationship skills, and self-esteem improvement. Dr. Joy also has a great wealth of knowledge in working with undergraduate and graduate students in areas including procrastination, stress management, dissertation, and thesis support, as well as career development. One more blurb about Dr. Joy. Dr. Joy's approach to counseling is heavily focused on the therapeutic relationship, and she places a strong emphasis on co-creating an environment where clients feel safe, supported, and challenged to become the best possible version of themselves. One more time, can we give it up for Dr. Joy? We're gonna call her full name just to respect it. Dr. Joy Harden Bradford. Let's give it up for her one more time. I love it. And also, I just saw this on the Therapy for Black Girls page. If you're in crisis and you need to talk, text TRIBE, T-R-I-B-E, to 741-741. And if you're in crisis and you need to talk to somebody, it is completely free of charge. So send that text and make sure that you're able to get the help that you need, certainly. And if you'd like to connect with Dr. Joy, of course, you can go on Instagram.com/therapyforblackgirls. Or now you can follow her own personal page, which is Instagram.com/HelloDrJoy. And it's Hello Dr. Joy. Okay? All right. Now it's time for the quote of the week. Quote of the week. Quote of the week. And now for the quote of the week. It reads, "The illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn." And that's by Alvin Toffler. And I chose this quote simply because I know there is some thoughts and some preconceived notions around the idea of therapy, as well as the idea of mental health or mental wellness. And I want this quote to apply to that today. And I say that because I believe sometimes we can get so caught up in saying things or making our own biases or judgments based on what we think, based on what we heard, as opposed to what we actually know and what we've tried for ourselves. So I would encourage you today, if you feel something's not right and you know you need to talk to somebody, I would encourage you to talk to somebody. Don't allow those people who are from the outside tell you the best way for you to live your life. If you're willing to go through therapy and you're willing to take that time to invest in yourself, go do that. Because ultimately, you're in charge of living your best life. Nobody else can live it for you. Mama can't live it for you. Daddy can't live it for you. And ultimately, you have to live it for yourself. So for the quote of the week, let us remember that this week. Be able to learn. Then be able to allow yourself to unlearn some things. Then allow yourself to relearn some things. Because when we get to that place, then we're able to challenge those thoughts that were previously said, because we say, well, wait a minute, I know what you're saying, but where did you get that information from? Then if they can't provide a resource, then we already know, then it might be irrelevant information. And then you learn for yourself and you're able to say, well, I hear what you're saying, but I've been to therapy, so I can speak to this, this, and this. Just like I've told you all many times before, I've gone through 12-step biblical counseling, as well as I've gone through a 12-step biblical recovery program, as well as going through about 2 years plus of counseling. And I'm very grateful that I did it, and I don't regret it at all, to say the least. And one more time, we just want to give a shout out to our sponsor for this series for the month. And once again, the sponsor is JCI Creatives. If you want to brand responsibly and you want your picture to scream 1,000 words, JCI Creatives is the way to go. Be sure to visit jcicreatives.com or go to the App Store in the Android and Apple Store and just type in JCI, a space, and then type in creators. Be sure to download that app because that allows you to not only see Jaron Collins' portfolio, but also you can book and contact him through that platform. So be sure to do just that. And now, friends, we're going to go ahead and get ready to close it out. But first, before we do that, I just want to remind you to just take the time to consider leaving a Apple review. Be sure to visit us at Speak Your Success Podcast. Just type that in the App Store Just type that in iTunes. And once you type it in iTunes, then it will pull up the podcast and go to rate and review and leave us a helpful review. We greatly appreciate it. And now, friends, if you would like to submit a topic or you would be interested in sponsoring the Speak Your Success Podcast, I encourage you to send an email to Jonathan@JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. And friends, we're going to go ahead and log out of here now. But one more time for you, just say it like you believe it, with a little bit of power in your voice. Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?